Hey guys, welcome back to Trivial Warfare. We're the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. This is Jonathan. I am here alongside my friend Chris, and for the first time ever, we are here along with our friend Carmella. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going today, Jonathan?
Oh, doing very well.
Nice that we have a female perspective here, man. Somebody's classing up the joint because he used to be just us stinky guys.
Are you saying that ladies are classier than gentlemen?
Absolutely.
At the very least, he's saying that I'm classier.
That's a fair point.
I can't argue with that, so I'll give you that one. So, anything interesting happened this week?
Actually, I think something interesting happened to you this week because you took the grenade.
I'm Bruno Mars for my kid. I'll take a grenade for him.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, so I did. I took Sebastian, my youngster, my two-year-old, to Disney World.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday.
He's a little bit of a Mickey freak, isn't he?
He
loves his Mickey.
His favorite thing. He does love the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, right? And so I made sure to sign up for Fast Passes for visiting with Mickey Mouse. And Sebastian had been crying and frustrated at that point. He had been really, really not happy for the first hour or so. And when we finally got to where he could say hi to Mickey Mouse, he took everything that he had been like clinging to and had been trying to cry whenever we took away from him and just handed it all to Mickey. Mickey got lollipops. Mickey got our park tickets. Mickey got everything that Sebastian had in his hands. And Mickey's just standing there with his hands out like, what do I do with this?
He sacrificed all his stuff for Mickey.
Take everything that I have. I love you.
You may want to be a little afraid of this, you know?
He's giving his all to Mickey. Man, I'm telling you what, it was pretty funny, though. It really was, because he was awestruck. It was like meeting your favorite celebrity for him.
Oh, boy.
He just had this goofy face on, and he just was so happy. So we had a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Awesome. I mean, and did he calm down after that and enjoy the rest of his time, or after it was over?
There were some ups and downs.
Okay.
The afternoon got better than the morning.
I imagine it was pretty warm out there, too, because it's been in the upper 80s or low 90s here in sunny Florida.
His best period of time came after my soon-to-be ex-wife gave him a funnel cake.
Oh, well, come on. Everything's better with a funnel cake.
Buddy, he was jumping around like he wasn't walking any farther. I was holding his hand, and he was hopping both feet.
Why didn't we think of this sooner?
I know. It was insane. So he had a good time, though. It was well done.
Very nice.
All right, so why don't we hit our first segment? Chris, warm it up.
Warm it up, Chris.
All right. It turns out that Carmella is a big comic book freak just like myself.
Oh, you're a comic book freak. Is that a good thing?
I don't know if freak's the right word, but she can hold her own comic book-wise. I've always been impressed with our conversations.
It's true.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is DC Comics, which I read several of them, Justice League, I read Flash, read a few others, Batman. Thank you. Wrong Flash.
Oh, well.
Anyway, but the interesting part about DC is that they've had this rich history of almost 100 years where they have a ton of superheroes, but they decided that they wanted to keep the superhero name but change things up a little bit. So I'm going to give you guys a superhero name, and then I want you to tell me who their alter egos are. I want as many of them that you could possibly name for them.
Oh, so you mean not just like who they are in society, you mean like other characters that they play?
No, I'm talking about if I said Spider-Man to you, which is a Marvel character,
sure.
You'd say Peter Parker.
And Miles Morales.
Very nice. Or Miguel.
Or Ben Urich.
Yeah, well, Ben Reilly.
Ben Reilly.
Yes.
Ben, who's Urich?
Ben Urich was
a reporter guy.
Well,
reporter guy from Daredevil.
Well, Ben Urich also was a reporter guy in Spider-Man first, but you get the point.
Yes.
If I said Spider-Man, you'd say Peter Parker or Miles Morales, etc. Okay?
So you want all of their possible egos.
Yes, that's correct. There are, believe it or not, have been six characters in the DC Universe that all carried the name Green Lantern. Can you name them?
You know I'm not a DC guy, so I'm hoping Carmella knows more.
I know two of them.
Okay.
I know Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart.
Okay. He's also great on The Daily Show.
Done up,
John with an H.
So we also have Kyle Rayner.
Yes.
He was the artist guy. There's a new guy. He's blonde. I think it's part of the new 52. He's like a multimillionaire. You're not jumping in on that. Okay.
Well, you're missing three.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do not, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, hold on. We're not done with...
You're missing three, and you're missing the very original Green Lantern, if that helps.
That's one I'm... I think that's the one I'm trying to think of.
Oh, you're thinking the Earth 2, which is the actual original. Yeah, so you're on to something. Yeah,
that's the guy I'm trying to think
of. That's actually, in the DC Comics, that's actually the original Green Lantern.
Exactly.
Yes.
But I don't know his name.
Okay.
Okay, any other Green Lanterns? Abin Sur?
No, he was a member of the Green Lantern. I'm talking about...
Kilowog?
Yeah, I'm talking... But that was Abin Sur, and that was Kilowog. So, well done. I'll give you credit for that, but that's not exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Earthbound heroes that were Green
Lantern. What's the dude's name, the jerk guy?
That's what I was waiting for.
Guy Gardner.
Thank you. There's one. Well done. You got two more. You're still waiting on the original, and then you're waiting on the brand new 52 guy.
Hal Jordan wasn't the original?
Mm-hmm. No, he was not.
I don't know his name either.
All right,
Scott something.
Well done, Alan Scott.
Oh, Scott, last names count.
That's last names count. All right.
See, your rule still works.
So you exactly right. So you got 5 out of 6. The last one was the new 52 guy, and his name is Simon Baz, and he's actually half Portuguese, and it's just I didn't even know about him until I did a little research just to make sure.
Oh yeah,
I wasn't asking you a completely moronic question.
You know, I do like that comic books are spreading out, and it's not just white people anymore.
Agreed.
I'm a big fan of actual different races and different ethnicities.
Okay, so the next superhero is Batman.
Well, we can name two of them, I'm sure.
Okay.
So you have
Bruce Wayne, obviously.
All right.
And who's Nightwing? Because he played Batman for a while.
Dick Grayson.
Very nice.
And
well done.
And what's Terry's last name? Terry McGinnis?
Ah, you're thinking Batman Beyond. I'll give you credit for that. Well done.
Hey.
Okay, so there's five.
Nice job.
I forgot about Batman Beyond. I was looking at just Standard Universe, but I'll give you that's well done.
Woo!
Good job.
All right, so still two more.
Who else? I keep saying played like it's their character.
Well, one of them, again, was because of the New 52, and then the other one was in a very, very, very famous storyline called Nightfall. And
yeah, I know that story. I was thinking about that. I thought it's like Azazel or...
That was the character's alter ego superhero
who he
name,
became afterwards.
Right, but do you remember his...
I don't know his name. Well, and I'm trying to think of the guy. So Bruce Wayne died and got replaced by another person playing Batman in the New 52. And I don't know that guy's name either. I only read the comic for like 3 weeks, and I gave up on it because it was pretty convoluted.
All right, just so that we can go ahead and get into it.
Is the guy who played Wait. Is it one of the guys who played like the red cowl or the red helmet?
The red hood?
No. Yeah, no.
No, it wasn't Jason.
From Nightfall, Azrael's name was Jean-Paul Valley.
Okay.
All right. And then finally, from the New 52, was Thomas Wayne.
Oh, that's right. It was his dad.
It was his dad. That was.
Oh, I knew that because that's. You also have the opportunity to be Thomas Wayne in the game.
Injustice.
Yeah. So in that storyline, they have the alter universe, and the Batman in that universe is Thomas Wayne.
Yeah, and he has the red emblem instead of the gray or the
black. Oh, that's frustrating. I should have got that.
Anyway, that's your warming up Chris question for the day.
Okay.
Excellent. So, well done, sir.
Thank you. So I guess we turn it over to Carmella, who has her fate in her hands.
All right. So we're hoping... So everybody should know that we're nervous whenever we have a new question asked her, right? Ask her. Because...
Watch your mouth.
Well, we don't know how difficult the questions are going to be, and it's important for us to have good questions that are challenging, but if they're too hard, then you're not going to like them, and we're not going to like them. So this is going to be interesting. We're crossing our fingers and hoping for the best.
Well, and let's go over the points. So, we're going to have 6 rounds, and the first 3 rounds, actually all 6 of the rounds, there's going to be 3 questions in each round. They're going to be worth 10 points. After the first 3 rounds, we're going to have a halftime question that will be worth up to 20, and they'll have 4 or 5 parts to it.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we'll have a final question at the very end.
It's the actual last question.
Yes, the actual last question where we can bet any or all points that we have. So it's 200 points for the course of the game, and then we could potentially have up to 400 points if we bet it all for the final question.
There you go. Well said.
All right. So,
ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Round one.
All right. Round one. Category is movies.
Movies.
Frozen is the second top-grossing non-Pixar Disney film. What is the first?
Ooh, could you... Frozen is the second grossing top non-Disney Pixar film. Did I say that right?
So it's you
flip some words around.
Let me rephrase it so that I can make sure I understand. It's not a Pixar film.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Disney film.
It is a Disney film.
It's a Disney film. It's not Pixar, and it earned the most money.
Mm-hmm.
Second most money.
Frozen was the one who earned the second most money. What's the Disney film that earned the most money?
Not Pixar. Yes, Disney. The most money.
Are you sure you got it now?
I think so. Good.
Because I'm looking at that hamster running through your head, and I'm thinking that guy's about to be dead. I know you're a little tired
isn't my wheelhouse either.
I know you're a little tired from your Disney quest yesterday, but hey, she asked you a Disney question.
Oh, I know.
And you told the Disney story
now I feel worse if I get it wrong.
So, to me, I've got two, and I'm trying to decide which one I'm choosing.
Frozen was number two?
Frozen was number two.
So this thing made more money than Frozen?
This thing made more money than Frozen.
See, okay. Everything that I think of is like, no, there's no way that earned Frozen.
Okay, I got my answer written, so.
So this is really hard for me. I'm thinking about princesses, right? And I'm not really good at knowing.
That's like normal for him. He just thinks about princesses all the time.
We all think about princesses from time to time.
There you go. Hey, I'm a guy. I do think about princesses from time to time. I'm trying to stay current and modern because ticket prices are much higher now than in the past. So I'm not thinking that it's something old that's garnered money over time. So I'm kind of in the Tangled Brave category right now. But there's no way that Brave or Tangled out-earned Frozen. And Cars is Pixar. And Toy Stories is Pixar. And so, oh gosh, I'm looking for another princess. I'm trying to think.
Your princess is in another castle.
Very nice. Very well done.
Shut up, Toad! I'm going to say, I think that Disney did a jump off of Cars called Planes, and I think that it was non-Pixar, because and it stunk, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people went to see it, so I'm going to say Planes.
Okay, I said Lion King.
It is the Lion King. Made $1 billion worldwide.
Oh, yeah. I should have known that.
It came out in 1995, so it is now 20 years old.
Golly. So, wow. Lion King.
If that makes anybody out there feel old.
Yes. Wait, actually.
Simba the Lion would be dead by now.
What, you want to know how old you feel? Okay, how old were you when the Lion King came out?
7.
Yeah, that makes me feel old.
Almost 8.
So you got that one, and I totally screwed. I mean, I wasn't even close.
Question 2. Category is music.
All right.
Which Beatle was the first to release a solo album after the band's breakup?
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, wait. Okay, now we're talking about one of Carmela's wheelhouse questions. She loves the Beatles.
It's true,
yeah,
I
but
do.
She's not answering the questions,
and
so
I always
it's
give
okay.
Chris a hard time every time I listen to the show,
every
and he
time.
Gets it wrong.
Because he doesn't know anything about the Beatles.
No.
And also, if you look at her purse, it's the British flag, for goodness sakes.
Jack. I was about to say, do you know the name of the British flag?
Yeah. I'm writing mine down.
But you have a 1 in 4 chance of getting it right, so...
Okay, written down.
All right, so multiple choice. John, Paul, George, or Ringo?
Or Headley.
You know, the conventional wisdom would be to go with John Lennon, but out of the four of them, the one that's probably the best musician and the one that did the most other things is George Harrison. He's also the one that, in my opinion...
Okay, no, it's just...
Is giving me a look.
Well, you just said the most other things, and I was like, you're kidding, right?
Well, okay... Paul McCartney has outlasted everybody, but George Harrison did a ton of stuff. So I'm going with George Harrison.
Okay. I went with George Harrison also, but really, Paul McCartney had like a whole nother band and had like albums upon albums even before any of the other Beatles died.
It is George Harrison.
Yes!
The other reason that I went with George Harrison is that he's the Beatle everyone forgets, and he's usually the answer to trivia questions about the Beatles.
Yeah, put that.
That's in the book.
Yeah, so it's
that's
say, that
in the
needs
book.
To be in the book.
If it go with option C when it comes to Beatles questions, George Harrison is your best guess.
Always answer George Harrison.
Yeah.
All right, so let's finish up the first round with this last question.
All right, we have television.
Okay, television. It was a entertainment heavy round for Mr. Hollister.
Yeah, but it was a Beatles question that leveled the playing field real quick for me.
All right, who was the youngest person to host Saturday Night Live?
Britain and Locked In.
Locked In officially?
Yes.
Not going to change it?
You're not going to get the answer right anyway.
Just saying. Not going to change it?
No, it's done. I will hand it over to her if you want.
No.
Nerd?
Is that an insult?
A little bit. because I don't want to say anything stronger with a...
It really doesn't seem like an insult. Okay, so running through my mind right now, I have Haley Joel Osment from The Sixth Sense, I think. Dakota Fanning from numerous things. And I can't think of any... I'm going to go way back. What's the girl's name? I got to think of the name. She's still famous now. She was the little girl in E.T. Oh, my God. Why can't I think of her name? I'm going to go with Drew Barrymore.
Wow, he actually did get it right. It is Drew Barrymore. She was 7 years old. It was right after E.T. came out.
Well, I'm glad I'm the one who's giving the answers to the question.
Oh, and the answer was?
Drew Barrymore.
Yes! All right.
I thought I was wrong.
I feel like she was younger than seven in
she
E.T.
was seven in 1982, which is when she hosted Saturday Night Live.
Actually, I don't think it was E.T., though, was it? It was like...
I think it was a different movie.
It was like Firestarter or something like that.
I wonder how old Dakota Fanning was when she did it.
I don't think she did, to be honest with you. I don't think she did. And I know Haley Joel Osment was like 11 when he did it after Sixth Sense came out. Because he saw dead people.
So I'd like to point out...
All the time.
Just pointing out that your ability to guess what I'm going to get right is failing miserably at the moment.
That's fine. Lion King.
All right, what's the score check after round two?
Okay, after round two, it is 30-20. Chris is up by 10.
Okay.
All right.
And talking about himself in the third person.
Actually, that was after round one, sorry.
Or after round one.
You guys ready for round two?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, category sports.
Sports!
Who is the only person in the NBA to be named MVP, Coach of the Year, and Executive of the Year?
It ain't Phil Jackson. Sorry, Knicks fans. Hashtag, you're terrible. Okay. All right, you said MVP, Coach of the Year,
Executive
of the Year.
Yes.
There's a couple of guys.
That were up to no good. They started making trouble in my neighborhood.
All right, I'm writing down.
Okay, you're good, man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think at first blush, most people would probably say Phil Jackson, because obviously he was head coach, won 10 rings as a head coach, for goodness sakes, but he wasn't that great of a player.
And he's a terrible executive.
Well, he's not a terrible executive. He inherited a very terrible team.
Hey, he has 2 years of credit so far. He's terrible.
No, he has like 1.5 years of credit.
Is it good?
No, but
is it bad?
He had to get rid of a lot of salary cap issues. You should understand that as a Jaguar
fan. Could he buy
a
car with the credit that he has?
Ooh.
No. He does triple D. He couldn't even buy a stock with the credit he has.
That dude doesn't need any credit.
All right,
he still just paid cash for it.
Who else did you think of?
Well, I think the most famous guy that did all phases was Bill Russell. Bill Russell was the most dominant center of his time for the Boston Celtics. Later on became head coach, and then later on went up to the front office. And then, of course, there's Larry Bird. My answer is Larry Bird.
And so I didn't know anything about Bill Russell doing all of that. I thought Pat Riley was the other guy that might be the right answer.
You know, I didn't think about him.
I know that he's been an executive of the year. I know he's been a coach of the year. I don't know if he was an MVP or even a player. I'm pretty sure he was a player, but I don't think he was an MVP. I said Larry Bird.
Nice.
It is Larry Bird.
Nice.
Yes.
Man, you went all sorts all over the place just to say the same answer I said.
I only named one dude. I said Pat Riley.
Well, but I thought you were going to say Pat Riley, and then you're like, yeah, then left turn at Albuquerque. So, all right.
Next question. It's going to be musicals.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yikes.
What is the name of the rival gang of the Sharks in West Side Story?
I think we could both actually say this together.
1, 2, 3. The Jets.
It is the Jets.
When you're a Jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
I'm actually a little impressed.
I kind of am, too. This is the first time I have no problem with him singing. That was well done. And it was in tune, which is completely not like the other times he sings.
I like West Side Story. It's my favorite musical.
All right. Technology.
Question two, round two?
This is question three, round two.
Question three, round two. Okay, tech.
Who invented the mercury thermometer?
Ooh.
Hermes.
Thanks. I hate this question and love this question all at the same time because I have no idea what the stupid answer is.
Get a moment of zen.
I think the name is Joe Mama.
Well, that does fit with the day.
His name's D.
D's notes.
Never mind.
D's notes. Hey, on Twitter, I'm D's Gators.
That's right. You could follow Chris at D's Gators. So, I feel like it's one of the famous ones.
Wow.
Well,
really?
Well, bear with me.
One of the greats.
Bear with me. I'll explain what I mean. Ben Franklin keeps jumping in my mind. but I think it's before him. That so I jumped to Copernicus, Kepler, Galileo, and a couple of others. And I mean, they're mostly famous for space and astronomy. God, could it be Da Vinci? No, I think it's some... Oh, goodness gracious, this is difficult.
It's so much fun watching his brain work.
Because now I'm jumping through stupid Tycho Brahe and Niels Bohr and...
Okay, keep going. You haven't said Tetris yet or Atari.
Oh, it could be... It could be Nikola Tesla. I'm going to go with Isaac Newton.
I went with, because he did everything else, Leonardo da Vinci.
It's actually Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit.
Whoa! Very nice.
In the 1700s.
Oh, yeah. I love that question. That's wonderful. It was right there for the taking, and neither one of us thought of it.
Man, all we had to do is say Fahrenheit, too.
I know. Last question. I know. We didn't even think of it.
And there goes my perfect game. All right, so at the end of two rounds, Jonathan, I'm still up 50 to 40.
50 to 40, okay.
So close game so far, though.
All right, round three.
Round three.
Category is people.
People are people, so why can't you see?
Who did Time magazine name Man of the Century in 1999?
Well, there's only a couple of 100 billion people to choose from. My neighbor Larry, I know he's pretty impressive.
Well, and also his brother Daryl.
Well, don't forget his other brother Daryl.
All right, Carmella, at the age of 27, do you understand that reference?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Bob Newhart had a couple shows. This was from his second show, Newhart. That was just wonder. Hi, my name's Larry. This is my brother Daryl. This is my other brother Daryl.
I'm going to write down my answer.
Are you? Okay. Yes.
Larry Bird.
Alwin Bird. All
right.
We haven't had an Aaron Burr sighting in forever. Okay, so the man of the century, the first thought I was thinking of was Einstein. And then I keep going into, could be Hitler, because that time listing isn't necessarily the most awesome person out there. It's the person that shaped that century and made it to the way it is. Could have had FDR. But I got to stick with my first thought, which is Albert Einstein.
Yeah, I was right there with you on the thought process. I went to Hitler, too. I thought about Pope John Paul II, a couple of others. But I wrote Einstein.
It is Einstein.
Nice.
Hitler was Man of the Year, though, back in the 30s for Time magazine.
No kidding.
And actually, back in the 30s, depending on which year, I'm not sure which year it was, but it didn't necessarily have to be because of a negative.
Right.
I mean, he was the Chancellor of Germany before he was a bad guy.
True.
But before people knew he was a bad guy, he was always a bad guy.
Yeah, let's just be honest here. Excellent. All right, next question.
All right, geography.
Thank you. Something I might be able to catch up on.
Lord.
Where is the location of the world's first subway system?
Never mind that. The world's first subway system. You location, country?
Or city?
Continent? I'll give you a continent.
The city that it's in.
The city? Man. You might as well ask for the address. The city.
I will accept what country it's in.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa. That changes my thought process up completely.
Chris is like, Russia's the biggest. I'm going with Russia.
Canada's the second biggest, but I'm not going with Canada. Hey.
I'm actually going to Canada soon.
I know you are. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Don't pick on my Canuck friends.
I wasn't picking on them, eh? This sucked to the ex, Flanders. I really thought I was going to get this, and then she changed it up, and it was like, okay, this is much harder than I thought it was going to be.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. You must have been thinking U.S.
Okay. I've written mine down so you can talk, because I don't have a better answer than the one I wrote, so.
I'm obviously running through the gamut. I've thought about the U.S. I'm going with Italy. I think it might be the one in Rome.
Interesting. Okay, because, well, and you've been there before. Did you ride on it?
I've ridden on that subway.
Okay. I said England. And the reason why, originally my answer was going to be London, England. And then she changed it up to saying, and I was like, oh, crud. But I don't have a better answer, so I'm just going to stick with the parent of the United States.
It is England, and it was in London. London Underground.
Oh, stupid England. You took a further lead on a geography question. When did they build it?
It was built in 1863.
What?
Yep, they were... like carriages pulled by steam locomotives.
You are kidding.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you imagine how hot it got in those tunnels?
That was during our Civil War. Yeah. They're building
England
a subway.
It's very, very cold, so it partly wasn't as hot.
Have you been to England before?
No, I haven't, but I have friends from there, and they're saying it's all there. They said the stereotype is true. It's cold and it's rainy.
That's a place I would love to go to sometime. I really would.
Okay.
All right. Final question of the first half.
All right. Taglines. What Leonardo DiCaprio movie had the tagline, "The true story of a real fake"?
Okay.
A real fake. You'd think it'd be about forgeries or criminals, maybe a magician, but I'm not coming up with anything like that. So I'm going to go with Catch Me If You Can.
Well done. I think that's my answer. I think that's absolutely correct because that was everything he talked about. It was all the forgery and stuff like that.
Was he playing D.B. Cooper or something like that in there?
No, it wasn't D.B. Cooper, but it was one of the most renowned check forgers ever to hit the planet. Now he actually works for the FBI trying to catch people doing forgeries and stuff.
All I knew about it was that he was a criminal being chased by Tom Hanks.
That's true. And the answer was?
Is Catch Me If You Can.
Nice.
Frank Abagnale is the name of
that
guy.
That's right.
Abigail?
Abagnale.
Abagnale. Ooh, God, I needed that. Chris is going to pull ahead on me.
All right, so after three rounds, I'm still up 80-60.
80-60, high scores, okay.
Yeah, not too bad.
We're doing all right.
All right, so now comes the dreaded halftime question. Dun, dun, dun.
Halftime. It's going to be U.S. currency.
Okay.
Ugh.
Name four out of the five non-presidents to be commemorated on U.S. currency.
Ooh. So we have five choices, but we have to use four answers.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you're talking about coins and paper.
Correct.
Okay.
I have mine.
I got mine too, but I was trying to figure out what the fifth
Me
one was.
Me too.
I
bet you we have the same four.
All right. So how do you want to do it?
You want to alternate them?
Yeah, go for it. Go for the first.
I said Ben Franklin on the $100 bill.
Okay. I said Alexander Hamilton on the $10 bill.
I did as well.
All right. So did I with Ben Franklin, by the way.
I said Sacagawea on the $1 coin.
Hey, so did I. As a matter of fact, also on the $1 coin, Susan B. Anthony.
I said Susan B. Anthony as well.
I can't think of the fifth one, though.
We had a buffalo on one. Yes. That was not a presidential buffalo.
Was it a water buffalo?
You're allowed to laugh into the mic.
Absolutely.
Please laugh into the mic.
I snorted.
That's good.
Outstanding. We appreciate good snorts.
That's not a presidential buffalo.
Whoa, don't
want
to make it sound like we're drug users.
Who else could it have been? The $2 was Jefferson.
Who was definitely a president.
What, so is it a coin or a dollar?
It is a paper currency. So
paper.
Well, Woodrow Wilson was on the $10,000 bill at one point in time.
But Woodrow Wilson is also a president.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah.
Would you like to know the answer?
Yes.
So on the $1 coin, Susan B. Anthony. Also on the $1 coin, Sacagawea. $10 is Alexander Hamilton. $100 is Ben Franklin, and on the $10,000 bill, Salmon P. Chase.
Oh, wow.
Chase, like from Chase Bank?
Yes, he was part of Lincoln's cabinet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was he minister of, not minister, but...
Treasurer.
Secretary of Finance?
You're still stuck in England.
England, you're right.
I'm trying to remember what officer he actually was. I don't think it was the Treasury, though. I think it was something else.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll look it up, and it'll be on the show notes. So you guys can check that out by going to www.trivialwarfare.com and clicking on show notes.
And again, you guys really need to check out the show notes. Jonathan does a great job with it, and I really hate giving him props like that.
You would have seen the... actually, I think in episode 14, you'd see the clip of Chris Farley doing the El Nino bit.
I
did watch the On the Waterfront video from that show.
I've never seen On the Waterfront, but I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
All right. So after the halftime question, no ground was made up for you, but it's still 100 to 80 going into a
100 to 80. All right.
Round four, the category is going to be history. Pablo Picasso was a suspect in the theft of what famous painting in 1911?
Whoa. Okay. So it's history and art. Two things I stink at. Well, no, I'm not that bad at history. Art, absolutely. Sorry, Aunt Sandy.
I'm going to write mine down.
Okay. It's interesting because at first I kind of want to say Starry Night or something like that, but I think it almost has to be something that he did and he wanted it back. But I can't remember for the life of me anything that dude did besides just be crazy. Oh. I'm going to have to... I hate not giving an answer, but I'm crying uncle. I don't know the answer.
I was thinking the same thing.
Actually, I'll say Starry Night just to have an answer out there.
Okay, I was thinking the same thing, and if it is something that he did, I would go with Guernica.
Because then I'd...
But I went with Mona Lisa, because I know that's been stolen or attempted to be stolen a bunch of times.
Okay, if it's the Mona Lisa, I'm going to be Okay, the answer is?
The Mona Lisa.
Whoa! Are you kidding?
Yep, he was a suspect in the theft of the Mona Lisa.
No kidding! That's,
if it's, this is another one for the book. The book I'm referencing, by the way, is an ebook I'm putting together on how to win, how to dominate at trivia, even if you're just a normal Joe Blow. If it's an art history question and it's about stealing paintings, Mona Lisa is the best guess.
Man!
Because people have tried to steal that one a lot. It's very portable. It's less than 3 by 2 feet.
Yeah,
large.
I'm not disagreeing with that. And I knew the most stolen paint, the most attempted or stolen painting, I knew that part. And also, there's a lot of debate also at the current Mona Lisa that's hanging
up. Is it the real one, right?
Is it the exact real one or not? I know there's a lot of conspiracy theorists think that's not the case. But I figured this is a famous artist. He had to maybe gave a painting of his to somebody. And then it was like, you know what? I want that junk back. That's mine.
Yeah, but you didn't name a Pablo Picasso painting.
I know, because I couldn't think of one.
That would actually be a great plot to a movie.
I should have just...
It would be. Any artist, right?
Yeah, any artist. Yeah.
In fact, it would be best if it was Andy Warhol trying to steal a painting back.
The Pablo Picasso affair. Instead of the Thomas Crown affair.
He would just be crazy enough to do it.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, man. You're right. When in doubt, always go with one answer that sounds like it might actually be the right answer. Write that in your book somehow.
I'm going to have to clean that up. When in doubt, go with the right answer.
All right.
Got it.
So you caught up a little bit. All right. What's the next category?
Next category is food.
Okay. I like to eat.
What fruit comes in Bing and Rainier varieties?
You want to just say it?
Yeah. All right. I don't know about Rainier, but if it's Bing,
it's... 3, 2, 1. Cherries. Yes?
Yes, it's cherries. Yeah.
What is a Rainier cherry? I've never heard of that either.
I got jokes, but I'm not going to say them.
Yeah, I was going to say, remember, this is family-friendly podcasting. Family-friendly podcasting.
All right, moving on.
No, she's not going to tell us what a Rainier cherry is.
Not after that setup.
Aww.
All right, next category is science.
Science!
Wow.
That was...
terrible. Is that the word you're looking for?
By the way...
It's pretty close.
Yeah. Hold up for a second. Texas won.
Thanks.
Sure.
Sorry. Way to break my mood.
Anyway.
Are you trying to throw him off his game?
I think that's what it is.
Every chance I get. Owe me $5.
All right. What is the term for the top speed of a free-falling object?
I'm going to write it down.
What was the category again?
Science.
Science. Oh, that's right.
Health.
You remember the science?
Okay. I can only think of... Okay, you're good then? I can only think of one thing, and that's velocity, but I think I'm wrong, but velocity's the answer.
You're close.
Okay.
Terminal velocity.
Ah.
It is terminal velocity.
Very nice. That was a good round for you, man. Oops.
Actually, yeah, I think it's a tie game now, isn't it?
It is a tie game.
I thought you were going to get that because it's the name of a movie, and anything that's the name of a movie has a way of finding its way to your head for an answer.
It's a bad movie.
Wasn't it Ben Affleck?
That's a good question. I don't know. Anyway, you can put
check
that
show notes.
You could. I was going to give you some props on that. You blew it. Way to go, man. All right. So after 4 rounds, it's 110 to 110. Got to make it interesting. Let's go into round 5.
Oh, hopefully this is interesting. All right. Category is literature. What famous novel has There and Back Again as a subtitle?
Okay.
Do you want to just say it together?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. The Hobbit.
All right.
Round 6.
No. Second question in round 5.
Good Lord. Where am I?
I don't know. I was hoping your house, because you're recording a podcast.
I don't have a house. Problem.
Okay. Whatever.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Category is music.
Okay.
Who removed Lil from their stage name when they released the album Doggy Bag?
I'll write it down. I'm guessing, but...
Okay. I think it is... actually, he's on a show right now. He's on CSI Cyber, but he doesn't... He goes by his real name, Shad Moss. And I'm going to say it's Bow Wow.
I wrote Bow Wow.
It is Bow Wow.
I mean, Doggy Bag is either Snoop Dogg or Bow Wow.
I was thinking, honestly.
And I don't remember Lil Snoop Dogg.
Well, no, the funny part is when she said Lil, the way I was saying it, I was going, fair?
I mean, to give you a sense of my age, when she said Lil, the word that filled in the blank for me was Abner.
Oh, nice. Wow. Okay, you're not even that old, dude.
I know, but that Lil Abner's, if you say Lil, that's what comes up.
Man, all right. Oh, thank goodness that came to me in the final moment.
I was really hoping you were going to miss it, too. He was struggling with it, and I was thinking, this is going to be so awesome if he misses this.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's an obvious answer.
Well, that, and also, you would have one of my classic meltdowns, too. And I know how much you enjoy that.
I do enjoy those, yes. Yeah. Cleaning them up is a pain, though.
All right. Category is politics.
This is a round three. No, question three, round five?
Yes.
Got it.
Good job. You're almost there.
All right. I'm paying attention this time.
All right. Politics. Who was the U.S. Green Party's first presidential candidate?
Oh, crap. What's that dude's name?
I don't know how long the Green Party's been around, but I only have one answer.
I'm going to be banging my head on this table in a minute. What is that stupid dude's name? Oh, my gosh. No, Rand Paul, get your stupid name out of my head. You're not the dang answer. You're not the dang answer. Get out of my head.
Maybe he would have succeeded on the Green Party ticket.
What about RuPaul?
Nice. You better work. No, I know that.
Oh my gosh.
He ran in like 92 and in 96.
Rand Paul had a daddy, didn't he?
Shut up. Yeah, Ron Paul. Anyway. Or Les Paul.
Is that your answer?
No, it's not. It's not. It's the car guy. It's the guy that sued the motor companies for not making their cars safe enough. And I can't remember the son of a gun's name. And I'm cleaning it up because it's a family-friendly podcast. Dang it!
Go Gator.
Shut up! It is not her. It is not her. And you need to put that in the show notes of the video. Oh, gosh. Oh, what is the dude's name? I can see his ugly face and everything.
That's mean.
Shut up. He also was a host on Saturday Night Live one time.
Wow.
Yes.
You know a lot about this person.
Except his name. Gosh. Get out of my
You head. Notice the difference between Chris and I. When I'm struggling with something, I get really quiet and introspective, and Chris is like,
I know the answer. That's what's killing me. I know it. And as soon as you say it, I will be crying. Literally crying.
And do you hate to see a grown man cry?
That's not necessarily true from what I've heard. But
hey.
Heyo.
Rand Paul, get out of my head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. This sucks.
Is this like pre-meltdown?
No, this is full-blown meltdown right now.
Shut up.
Rambo is unperturbed. He's unflappable. He cannot be flapped. The thing is, the really sucky part, and this is why Chris is struggling, is if he doesn't come up with a name, he's going to end up saying Rand Paul, and he knows it's not right.
No, this will be the first time I don't say an answer, because I refuse to say that name that's in my head still right now, running through it like crazy.
You know what's funny? The first time you said Rand Paul, I thought you said Grandpa.
No, I know
it's
my
grandpa.
That's why I was like, well, maybe he'd be a successful runner for the Green Party.
Nice. I didn't know my grandfather all that well, so
it's gotta be better than Rand Paul.
Yeah, fair point. That stinks. I'm crying uncle. I can't remember his stupid names. Take the lead.
All right, so in town we have a local advertisement that celebrates this guy's pest raiders.
Okay.
Because his last name is Nader.
Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader. Starts with an R. That's where Rand Paul was coming from. R-A.
It is Ralph Nader.
Yeah.
And to show how shallow I was as a 12-year-old, during the 2000 election, the only thing I remembered about Ralph Nader is whenever I saw him in an interview, his eyes don't close at the same time. So when he blinks...
You're kidding.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got to get a video of this.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know if there's a slow-mo out there of this happening?
I have no idea. But if you watch any interviews, go through the 2000 period. Yeah, he definitely, his eyes don't shut at the same time.
Does he hiccup when it happens? He's like,
I am so intrigued by this now. I am now no longer upset with myself. I'm just intrigued and really want to see a video for this.
Well, what's the score after the fifth round?
All right, you did take the lead, 140 to 130.
Still not mad at yourself?
No.
Oh.
Nice try.
130 to 140 or 140 to 130?
I have 130 because my score is the important one. You have 140.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well done.
Somebody's Mr. Snippy Pants.
Final round. You're trying to be mean to me. You get Snippy Pants when you're mean.
All right. So
She's like, man, I'm going to have to be a mother to these two and send them to the rooms.
I have to separate you.
Problem is my room's like a couple miles that way.
Mm. Only a couple?
All right, more than a couple.
All right, category is presidents.
All right.
Which president lived in Monticello?
Okay. You want to say it together?
Sure.
3, 2, 1. Thomas Jefferson.
It is Jefferson.
I've been there twice.
Cool. I'm from Virginia. I've never been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He invented it. He was a pretty prolific inventor, and they focused on that. The stables are neat, too.
Actually, on his gravestone, you know, he's got different accomplishments that he has. The accomplishment he didn't put on his gravestone, President of the United States.
Interesting.
Founder of a university, I believe.
He was the founder of the University of Virginia.
Virginia, right?
Beautiful, beautiful campus. And, you know, the author of the Declaration of Independence. I also want to say he also said architect of Monticello. But he did not put president on his gravestone.
That's fabulous.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. Also, again, just what was... Do you remember what I said John Adams' final words were?
Jefferson lives.
Jefferson lives. That's absolutely right. They both died on the same day.
Right. And Jefferson died before Adams. So that's Adams right. wasn't exactly telling the truth.
Well, no. He was telling the
truth. His spirit lives on.
He was telling the truth. Remember, communication wasn't exactly the most flowing at that point in time. It's not like his wife went on the internet and said... Honey, Thomas Jefferson died today.
To him, he was telling the truth.
How do you think the current president at the time felt, being that it was his own son, John Quincy Adams?
Oh.
Like, Jefferson lives. Screw that guy in the office right now. The other old bugger like me is the one I care about.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Well, I mean, if you know this other guy's old and near death, too. So him living doesn't mean anything to the country. You should be more concerned with who's running the show now. It's your own son.
It's not that, but remember,
Jefferson and Adams had a very weird and complicated friendship.
A very much rivalry between the
very
two of
rival.
Them.
There's a great book, Adams versus Jefferson, that really...
So you're basically saying he was waving the white flag and saying, okay, Jefferson, you win. You lived longer than
I did. That's exactly right. Yes.
No.
Yes.
That cannot be what he was doing.
No, that's exactly what it was.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, dadgummit, that so-and-so's still alive and I'm dead now?
You really think that's what it was?
Yes, that's what a lot of historians believe. That's why I'm kind of shocked that you, Mr. Presidential History,
it's more about, okay, another one of the key founding fathers is still around to carry the torch.
No,
that's the way I always
took it. No, it was nothing like that. They didn't like each other. It was weird. You were right, though. It was very complicated because they liked each other and hated each other in the same lifespan.
Well, one of the problems was they had different politics of very the way they.
I was thinking they were different parties.
Jefferson beat him out for the election in 1799.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got me, dude. I went around.
The way that they used to handle presidents and vice presidents was...
Oh, that's right. He got stuck with him as a VP. I forgot about that.
Because Jefferson came in second, so he was vice president. Mm. And they had two different ways of running things. So, category is mythology.
Oh, great. You've gotten more and more in his wheelhouse in this segment.
Well, she started the whole show out with entertainment and geography movies about movies, and I said that totally wrong. Please go ahead with mythology.
All right,
we're all ears.
What is the Roman name of the Greek goddess Artemis?
Oh, that is the hardest freaking translation right there.
Another comic book character, Artemis, DC Comics.
It's also my favorite goddess.
Really?
Yes.
The Huntress.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not very strong with mythology. Say the question one more time, please.
What is the Roman name of the Greek goddess Artemis?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wrote down Demeter. I'm crossing my fingers.
It's Diana.
Darn it. It's Wonder Woman.
Dadgummit. She double comic booked us on that one.
Oh, it's not Demeter.
It's not Demeter.
Who's Demeter? Is that Hestia?
Is it Defoot?
It's the agony of defeat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so frustrated. I was thinking it would be great because Demeter is Mark's last name.
Oh.
So it would have been perfect.
Mark, we're still talking about you even though you're not here.
I don't recall it being Diana.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Doggone it.
The final question of round six.
Final question of round six is going to be in advertising.
Advertising.
What is the name of the Jolly Green Giant sidekick?
Oh!
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, do you know it?
I think so.
All right, we'll say it all together then.
All right.
And see if it's the same one or not. 3, 2, 1, Sprout.
It is Sprout.
Hey!
Little Green Sprout.
I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah, it's also the name of a kid's channel on cable.
It is.
Yes.
Isn't it PBS Sprout or something?
No idea.
All right. Going into the final round, Jonathan, you have a slim lead, 160 to 150. You can milk it for all it's worth going into
all
the
right,
final round.
Got some high scores. So, Carmella, what's the category?
Television spinoffs.
Ooh.
Wow. Jonathan was going in excited, and now, like a fart in the wind, he's whimpering in.
I just can't imagine there's a spinoff that you don't know.
You'd be surprised. Also, there's so many different... I mean, especially in the, if she goes in the 70s, it gets tough because it's like... I think there's a spinoff for like... I mean, of like All in the Family for like... There was like 18 of them. Great. I just gave another name. I've had horrible things happen to me.
Our wagers are locked in?
All right. Given the name of the spinoff, name the show that inspired it.
Okay.
This is such a crisp question. I feel like I'm such a disadvantage. Oh, my God.
Family Matters, Good Times, Frasier, The Facts of Life.
She made this really tough, by the way. This is not an easy question.
What's funny about Family Matters is I think of it as a spinoff from Die Hard.
From Die Hard. Reginald Vell Johnson.
That's what I think about.
Reginald Vell Johnson.
Oh, my gosh. What sucks is I actually do better sometimes talking about it, but he hasn't locked in, so I can't talk.
Okay, I'm locked in.
You're locked in?
I was feeling so good about this question until she asked it. Yeah.
Now I'm stuck on the one I'm sure you were stuck on, which is Good Times. Oh, that's a total shot in the dark. It almost can't be right. It's also so stereotypical.
Ooh.
All right, I have my answers.
All right, so...
You want to run through yours first, and then I'll give mine?
Why don't we just do them, back and forth.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Family Matters, I put Perfect Strangers.
Oh, is that right? I said Growing Pains.
Okay. Good Times.
Because I was thinking, I know it's from him being a security guard or whatever his role was on a show.
Police officer.
Yeah, and it was all like a limited role, but I couldn't remember what it was.
I think it was Perfect Strangers, but
I think it was too. And I know Growing Pains was just the 10 of Us was a spinoff of that.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
All right, Good Times. You know what? I said it in the intro. I'm going to stick with it. All in the Family.
All in the Family?
Yeah.
I said Sanford and Son.
Ooh,
and the reason
that's really good.
I'll tell you this: the only reason I said Sanford and Son is I was thinking about the visual quality of the show, and stylistically in my mind they're similar, not from a format but from a way they looked. Show
right. Well, see, and the reason this was the one I was really struggling with, and
Good Times was
absolutely
I thought so.
All in the Family. The reason I said that was because there was literally like the Jeffersons came from All in the Family.
And I thought about using the Jeffersons as a spinoff too, but it didn't feel right.
Yeah, the timing, same draw.
We both said Cheers for Frasier, and we both said Different Strokes for Family Ties or for Facts of Life.
All right, so Family Matters.
It was a spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
Yes. Okay, actually give us Frasier then.
Frasier was a spinoff of Cheers.
Facts of Life.
Was a spinoff of Different Strokes.
And Good Times for the who knows.
All in the Family.
Yeah! Boom!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, by the way, that was 150 points that I bet on that junk. I wagered it all.
I lost 141 points to finish with a total of 19.
Man. All right, so 319.
That is the largest margin of victory we have seen thus far.
Man, I took the title back. That felt good.
Golly.
Especially because I was stressing about Good Times. Like I said, I was looking forward to it going into the question, and then when she said Good Times, my whole demeanor just was like, Demeter? Just dropped. Anyway.
Woo.
Yeah.
Awesome. I feel nauseated.
Aw.
Winner chicken.
As soon as she said it was a TV spinoffs question, I had a feeling deep in my gut that I was doomed. I just knew I was doomed because that is truly where Chris shines the most. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Chris did just beat me, but I have nothing that I have to say yet. Chris hasn't come up with a term that he wants us to say, and we're still waiting for some submissions from anybody who wants to come up with an idea about what I should have to say when Chris beats me. Some other housekeeping. You know the website. It's www.trivialwarfare.com. Make sure you click on the Join the TW Army link so you can get our mailing list, and that's how we will keep you informed about what's going on. This is the first time that we're recording, I think, since we had the outage for a week. We have gotten our new provider set up, and everything's good to go there.
How's that working out so far?
So far, so good. We're with Libsyn now.
Okay.
Very happy with that. They're going to allow us to move forward with the app that I was talking about. So now it's just a matter of me doing the legwork to get that set up.
Excellent. So Trivial Warfare will have an app.
Yes,
that's really kind
pretty
of cool.
Soon here, hopefully. We'll find out what the timing is, and I'll let you guys know. I'll let you know by the email list, so make sure you sign up for it.
And hey, you, and also if you sign up for the Trivial Warfare Army, you get a free magnet that Jonathan will send to you.
That's right, the car magnet. It looks really spiffy.
There you go. Just do me a favor and don't do like my uncle did and keep the magnet on when you wash your car in a car wash.
You're going to lose it.
You will lose it.
Yes.
It sticks very well until it goes into a car wash and a big bristle takes it away. Thanks, okay. Uncle Chip.
Also, remember, if you do an iTunes review, we'll do a shout out for you on the air. So I have my first one of those today. Now, this person hasn't emailed me yet, so I don't know their real name. But I want to say thanks to AJ2127A. Did a very nice review for us. AJ2127A, email me, trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Let me know your name. Let me know if there's anything I can share with people about you or anything you want people to know. I'll be happy to give you a full shout out.
Hey, we appreciate the kind words. That's great.
That's right. We absolutely do. All right, Chris, take us out of here.
All right. Well, first off, Carmella, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, good job. Welcome. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's nice to have a womanly touch into this very manly podcast.
I didn't get any touches.
Hey, we didn't write that into the contract.
All right. Since this is a family-friendly podcast, I'll go ahead and close it out. Anyway.
It's more of a PG podcast. Still no swearing.
Yeah. Until next time, that's Jonathan. That's Carmella. I'm Chris. Remember, this is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Deuces!
Make sure you head over to the website. You already know it, trivialwarfare@gmail.com.